weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
It's 5:34, time to introduce you to my guest, and two artists are joining forces to stage an exhibition called Together to highlight the 21st birthday of CBM UK, the overseas disability charity. Full-born artist Alison Henderson and Jane Silk, who's an artist and ceramicist, I knew I'd get that wrong, from Rudgwick and Sussex, are working together for the first time. Jill Godber is from CBM UK and can probably tell me how to pronounce ceramics correctly. Hello, Jill. Welcome to Cambridge 105.
Hello, Julian. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. CBM UK, what do the initials stand for, at least the first three?
Well, CBM is an overseas disability charity. It's registered in England and Wales as Christian Blind Mission, but that's actually only half the story. Because as well as working with blindness cure and prevention, CBM also help people with hearing difficulties, people who are physically disabled, and also in the area of mental health.
Because the charity, I think, has been going for about 21 years now. It must be the 21st anniversary this year.
That's right.
And so presumably from the time the organisation was set up, it's kind of evolved in the work that it does, and the name has sort of been left behind in a roundabout way whilst the good works continue.
Yes, CBM has spent the last 21 years reaching the world's forgotten people with disabilities in developing countries. And CBM works in over 60 developing countries, and last year they reached 70 million people.
And that's pretty good going. And what sort of help does the charity give them?
Well, I can draw on my own personal experience of seeing their work firsthand in Vietnam a few years ago.
Oh, really?
I was fortunate enough to accompany a CBM co-worker who was training a team of Vietnamese ladies to go out into the rural areas and find people with disabilities. Because in their culture, if you have someone in your family with a disability, it can bring shame on the family. And so the co-workers would go out and literally find people behind closed doors. And I was fortunate enough to, through an interpreter, have a chat with a young man who had fallen off some scaffolding on a building site. And although he'd been looked after by his employer, he had been repatriated back home to his mother's house and had literally lain on the floor in the corner for 2 years. And when the CBM co-worker found him, they were able to provide him with medical care, physiotherapy, a wheelchair, counselling, and ultimately give him a loan to start a small business. And he actually told me that he had been suicidal up until that point.
And I take it, unlike here, you can't lift the phone and call social services because assuming there's a phone in the first place, there's no social services at the other end.
In that case, no, there was no social services, yeah.
Goodness me. So some good work needs to be done here. And in order to fund it, I guess, in part, you're putting on this exhibition, which is through Art and Ceramics. Now, there's two artists, I gather. One is local and the other one isn't. Alison Henderson, yeah. She's Fulbourne based.
Alison Henderson, yes.
Where the expo is taking place. So yes. How do you then hook her up with the other artist, Jane, who's taking part?
Well, Alison and I have been friends for 40 years since school, and the common link between them is myself. But I identified when I was looking for a way to highlight CBM's work that their art is very compatible in that they both take their inspiration from the natural world. And together we put our heads together and came up with the idea of staging an art show called Together, because that's very much CBM's motto, to get together we can do more. And CBM works very much in partnership with local organisations. For example, in Malawi, they are working with the government of Malawi to pioneer a non-surgical method of treating clubfoot. And then in places like India, they might work with an independent eye hospital, such as the Joseph Eye Hospital.
And I suppose you do need, despite, you know, saying that, you know, there's not social services as we'd know it, you do need somebody at the other end, don't you, in order to make friends, and so you're not going to go in and upset a whole load of locals whilst trying to help.
Yes, yeah, CBM works very much in partnership with local organisations so that the focus of their work is culturally appropriate. and it's actually local people coming up with the local solution.
And the art which we're going to see from Alison and Jane in Foulbourne across, I say this weekend, it's also next weekend I think as well, isn't it?
Yes,
it's taking place.
It's on this weekend, the 13th and 14th of May from 11 till 5, and again following weekend on Friday the 19th of May we're doing some adult art workshops courtesy of Alison Henderson, and if people are interested in booking those they can contact me through CBM, which is Cambridge 484 700.
And the art we're going to see, we've got a picture here of we've got some paint on your flyer which you've passed across to me. We've got very nice, I rather like this, Alison's painting which is pictured at the top there. That's just a regular painting, is it? Whilst I notice Jane is going for... Now I'm going to get this wrong, aren't they? They're going to be, what are they? They
swans? They're runner ducks.
They're runner ducks. Okay, that's interesting. They're presumably cast in some sort and painted or moulded.
They're glazed ceramics.
Right.
Yeah.
So different contrasts of the work, but I can see how they go together.
Yes, they're different media, but they're very compatible.
And there's cake as well.
There is a pop-up cafe with cakes courtesy of Foulbourne WI.
Oh, that's it really now, isn't it? Really, if the local WI are involved, that's there for the cakes. But that's not the only event you've got on, is it? Because you've also got this this musical event which is coming up in June.
That's right. On the 24th of June, Cambridge Chorale, who are one of Cambridge's top choirs, are singing a concert at St John's College Chapel at 7:30. And the programme is on the theme of light, and it's an unaccompanied choral works. And if your listeners are interested, they can find out more on the Cambridge Chorale with an e.org.uk website.
A lot of information there. We missed anything. We've given everybody the names and the times, haven't we, for everything which is taking place.
I think we need to just highlight the fact that the exhibition Together, Reaching the World's Forgotten People, happens at the Garden Room Gallery, which is at One the Pines, Foulbourne, Cambridge, CB215HZ.
And they're parking around as well?
Yes, I'd recommend people park, please, on Cow Lane.
Cow Lane, which
very, very close to the Baker's Arms pub.
Okay, well, that's probably find it via the pub. So that's good. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in to talk about that.
Thank you,
Jill,
for having me.
Absolute pleasure. So, Together exhibition of art and ceramics, which, as you heard there, is on this Saturday, 13th and 14th of May, and then again from Friday of the following week, alongside those adult art workshops which Alison is running. It is 18 minutes now away from 6.